Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching
the ship. That's Otis Redding bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Governor Pete DuPont. The chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, former governor of the great state of Delaware. Governor, thanks again for hanging out with us. We got this election going on. We got this nomination process happening on the Republican side, as it always does every 4 years, for whatever party is not in the White House. They've got this nomination process going on. We got about 7 clear candidates, basically. Only 2 are really viable nationally, and that's Romney and Gingrich. And so, what do you think? Are you surprised at two things? Are you surprised that Romney hasn't been able to move the needle anymore? And are you surprised that Gingrich has come out of the ashes as he did?
Well, let me get to the 2 of those. But I'll tell you, overall, tonight is the last debate before the Iowa voting a few weeks from now. But this has really been interesting. We watch people kind of go up, and then 3 weeks later they've gone down.
Right.
And so there's a lot of people there and the rest of the country, too, who really haven't decided. But it seems to me that Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul are the 3 who are going to do the best in Iowa.
In Iowa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now New Hampshire, I think it'll likely be Mitt Romney doing the best. But maybe Newt Gingrich. But anyway, mm-hmm. once you get out of New England and go to the southern states, I think Newt Gingrich is going to have some big advantages. So this whole thing is just kind of rolling along, and Ron Paul, I saw on the television last night, he's been sending out cooking recipe books.
That's what I heard.
And on the top of them, he's put a little note saying, this will give you a good dinner, and I hope you'll vote the right way. So that's pretty clever. So I think this is the most interesting event I think we've had in politics back to maybe when Reagan and the first President Bush were battling it out.
Exactly. Well, but back to my question: are you surprised that Romney? I mean, I know what he was. I understand the turtle approach, the tortoise approach. All those times where Perry and Kane and others were making their move and basically falling to the wayside. I forgot who the other one was, and so he just steadily prodding along, letting them do their own thing. But Gingrich is a serious contender now. He's making, I mean, his candidacy is different from those others, I think, at least so far. Isn't it time for Mitt to make the move if he can?
Oh, absolutely, it is. And Newt has done extraordinarily well, in Iowa, and I think he's well organized. Probably not well organized to win in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. but once he gets south of New Hampshire, I think he has a chance to do extremely well. So Mitt Romney's got to kind of get to it and make the arguments. And the other thing that seems to me may come to pass is Ron Paul may win this Iowa vote.
I have heard people say, Governor, that a win, you know, I don't think anybody thinks Ron Paul is a serious national candidate, but he could upset things in the early days, and I heard someone say that a Ron Paul win in Iowa is good for Romney. What do you think?
Well, that could be true, because if Newt Gingrich wins in Iowa, that is going to put him and Mitt Romney at the top of the ticket, and they're going to fight
right.
very hard in all the other states that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
But if Ron Paul wins and Newt finishes second or Mitt Romney finishes second, that's going to change things. So I think we're going to have the the most interesting couple of weeks now as they go to this final vote. And don't miss the debate tonight.
Do you think that one of the people that I've interviewed on the show, Congressman Beaupre from Colorado, former Congressman Beaupre, he said the problem with Newt is he has zero organization. He has basically no national organization, and Romney has a very established national organization. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. Romney has an excellent national organization, and he has a lot more money than the other candidates individually. So, and he's, of course, he's run for president once before, so he knows what he's doing. But I think Newt is very well organized in the places that matter. He's not going to win in New Hampshire. He may easily win in Iowa in a couple of weeks. But then once he gets south of New Hampshire, I think we're going to see Newt in some of the other states where he's putting together.
So you think Newt could be the nominee?
He could be.
What do you give his chances of being the nominee, Newt Gingrich?
Well, I can't tell you whether it's going to be Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. I don't think it'll be Ron Paul in the end.
It'll be one of those two. Yeah. But who's the best one to beat Obama? Who's Obama the most afraid of?
Gee whiz, there's a tough question. I would guess that because of Mitt Romney's financing.
Yeah,
he's going to be the one, but you never know till you go through the.
I tell you, Governor, organization is going to matter against the Obama machine. It's just going to matter, and that's the reason why I give the edge to Romney. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Congress with Governor Pete DuPont right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.